Tonight, we're going to talk about something that is really important, especially for those of you that want to build a team. And obviously, because you are on the call tonight, you are expressing the desire to build an organization. And truly, it is one of the most exciting and rewarding things that you will be doing when it comes to your LeBri business. Everyone, anyone, can learn how to become what I call a master in recruiting. There certainly is no shortage of people. So tonight, we are going to be discussing how to talk to people about the opportunity, how to bring it up at your lessons, how to talk to people when you are out and about, perhaps a party somewhere, a little league game somewhere, how to talk to your neighbor. It was really kind of cute because just the other day we had gotten a call from a woman who had learned about LeBri, heard about it, and she wanted more information. And she told me what area she was, and it turns out that there is a LeBri consultant living right within a block where she lives. And when we said who it was, she even recognized the name. So we just got a great chuckle out of it because sometimes you have new consultants who are excited about joining your business right in your own backyard. So you have to remember that recruiting is truly as easy as talking. But sometimes we say, well, you know, I really don't know what to say. So I thought tonight we're going to really talk about what do you need to say to people to get them interested and excited about hearing more about our opportunity, because that's really what it is. You are looking for people who simply want more information. First, the whole recruiting process starts with a mindset. You have to be committed to recruiting. You have to be committed to building a team, not once in a while, not when you feel like it, not on occasion, but if you're going to be having a team, a successful team, you have to really have this thought, the recruiting thought, first and foremost in your mind at all times. Now, because of the many years of experience that I've had in our industry, I can tell you that I did not get started in the business as a master recruiter. I was a master salesperson. I loved our products, so of course it was very easy for me to share the product with people that I met. And I actually began to realize that, you know, I was so successful at sharing the product because I was so passionate about my products. I loved my products. And it was just the most simplest thing in the world for me to talk to people about the benefits of our product. I realized that I needed to get as passionate about my opportunity as I was about my product. Now, this whole concept of building a team and sharing the opportunity with others, this is truly what is going to lead you into achieving financial freedom. Called time leveraging. Instead of you being the sole person who has to do all the work all the time, you are surrounding yourself with a team of people who are all working towards a common goal, and that is to make money, make new friends, helping others, feeling rewarded, you know, getting out of the house, having more of a social life, maybe being with women more. So there are many reasons why we do what we do. For me, I have all kinds of reasons because the rewards are just in every area of our business. So it starts with a mindset. That's probably more important. If you're excited and you are enthusiastic about our opportunity, you're going to be recruiting people. The only time that you won't be recruiting people is if you're not asking enough people. So you have to start spreading the word. Instead of going to your lessons focused just on the selling process, you have to change your focus to the recruiting process. And you have to really set yourself up for success by saying to yourself, I am going to find a dynamic new recruit at the lesson tonight. people at the lesson, they want and need what I have to offer. This is positive self-talk. And you hear about this in all the success books that you read. Everybody's talking about it. You have to pay attention to the chatter in your head. The other thing that's real important is that you have to realize if you're doing shows, that there is a new recruit at every show that you do. They're out there. But the process that you have to take, the steps you have to take, is you have to take step one, which is introducing them to who you are and what you have to offer, and then to nurture that relationship so that you get someone who says, you know, I would like to explore this a little bit more. Recruiting also has a great deal to do with your belief system. And you have to ask yourself, how excited and committed are you? How willing are you to step out and help others? Because that's truly when you're going to reach success, that it'll become an explosion. You will become so successful if you can get past yourself and stop worrying about what people may think if you're sharing the opportunity, and go into the recruiting process with one thing in mind, and that is, I want to help someone. I found something special. Surely there are other people here as well who want and need what I have found. So be sure that you fully understand and are sold on all the benefits of the LeBry opportunity. And be sure that you understand what is the direct selling industry really about. We have all kinds of information that you can read on the website, in our new Dare to Dream recruiting booklet. Refamiliarize yourself with some of the wording there, because first of all, you have to be sold. You can't sell anybody else. You wouldn't be selling the product and be successful at it if you weren't sold on the product. You're not going to be able to sell the benefits of the opportunity if you're not sold on it. So recruiting is really as easy as talking, and of course the best place to find your new recruits are at your lessons. And some of you, you know, if you're new on the call tonight, you may have heard about this before. I know many of you who are not new on the call tonight, you've heard me talk about this over and over and over again. I'm going to do it again tonight. You need to really nail down an outstanding I story. Since the best place to find new recruits is at your lessons, you need to be prepared with an I story that people are going to listen to and get excited by, and an I story that's going to arouse their curiosity for more information. Because remember, that's what you're looking for. Ultimately, you are looking for people who first and foremost want more information. You're not looking for people that are going to sign on the dotted line right away. You are looking for people who want more information. And once you get that going and you find those people, then the process evolves. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Now, the I story, we have some great examples of the I story in our business guide. So I'm not going to go through an I story tonight. We have some great examples of an I story on our website. The point is, sure that you are delivering an I story that talks about the opportunity and what it can mean to other people. You need to pull people in, because in your lessons, this is where it starts. This is where the recruiting process starts. It's when you talk about your I story that you start to grab their attention. And of course, you need to be paying attention to your audience. Who is really listening closely to what you have to say? Who is commenting on what you have to say? Who is contributing to what you have to say? These are the people that you need to focus on as possible new future recruits. So after you do the I story, you need to always say to people that before you finish the I story, you need to say to everybody there at your presentation that they are going to be receiving the Dare to Dream Opportunity Booklet. I will be sharing this booklet with each and every one of you, and I'll be looking forward to telling you more about what LeBry can offer you and your family. You have to be doing that, because if you're not doing that, you're not even letting people know that there's something more that exists with LeBry besides an outstanding product. They've done some recent surveys, and these surveys showed that 54% of the consultants who responded to the surveys, only 54% of those consultants attempted to sponsor someone at every party. 82% of the people who took part in this recruiting survey said they needed help in the sponsoring aspect of their business. Now, you have to look at, when you're doing a presentation, you are in contact at each and every presentation you do. You are probably in contact with anywhere from 4 to 8, maybe even 10 people at a time. Providing information about the company without making a hard sell is not only necessary if you're going to build a team, but it's also mandatory. You have to be consistent with it. And I found that once I really embraced recruiting, I really got good at it. And I wasn't good at it initially. So for those of you that are listening on the call tonight, I just want you to understand that if you haven't been that successful in recruiting yet, don't give up. You need to really embrace the process, and you need to really understand that anyone can learn how to recruit. It's all about sharing information. So once we start with the I story, you're letting everybody know that they're going to be receiving this Dare to Dream booklet. And at the end of the presentation, you are going to focus in on those people that you want to talk to about the opportunity. And you need to really identify one or two people at every single presentation that you do, because they are there. And the fact is that direct selling has become such big business that if you choose to pass up the opportunity to talk with someone about LeBri, you could very well find the next time that you see that person again that they're going to be talking to you about joining their team in a new business that they started, because it's happening. You know, this is such a booming business right now. People are getting involved every single day. So you have to be sure that you're practicing and be proud of your profession. Be proud of what it is that you have to offer. So now you're at the close of your presentation. You've taken the order from your customer, and you simply need to say to someone, you know, during the presentation I talked about all the benefits that LeBri has brought into my life, and you had mentioned that you would love to earn some extra income, $500 a month, to help out the family budget. And I'd like to talk with you about that a little bit more. And I'd like to get together so we can explore the possibilities. When would be a good time for you and I to get together? See, what you're doing is you are right away moving your relationship. She's already purchased some products. Through your iStory, you discovered that she may have a certain need in her life, because, you know, if you're familiar with an iStory, you know the questions that we ask. If not, you need to go to your business guide and get familiar with that. But now you're moving this to the next step. You're not leaving the presentation without looking to book another appointment with her to talk about the opportunity. Obviously, you can't do that at the presentation. It's too busy. You have other people waiting to you know, give you their orders, etc. So we all know how that goes. But you need to be sure that when you have someone that has been positive and responding and is questioning you, that that should not go unnoticed. You need to now take it to the next level, and that is to book an appointment for an interview. And if she says to you, well, you know, I really don't know what my schedule is like, simply say, well, you know, that's okay. Why don't we pick a date? Pick a date that you think is going to work out the best for you. Here are the dates that I have available. If for some reason you find that you're not able to keep that date, we can always reschedule. It's okay to pencil in a date anyway, because it could very well be that that date might be open. If not, it's a great reason for her, for you to talk again and rebook. But the idea is, at your presentation, this is when you move it right to the next level. Don't wait. Don't wait a week later, 3 days later. When the thing about recruiting is you have to have a sense of urgency. We've all gotten super excited about something, and then 4 or 5 days later, the excitement has dissipated. We've all experienced that. So you have to remember this in recruiting. When people are excited, now is the time to talk with them. Now is the time to get that appointment booked. And the other thing that's very important is that you have to make sure that she understands that this is just to get together and talk. And I always like to kind of like let people off the hook by saying something like, you know, now when we get together on Thursday afternoon, I just want you to understand that I'm just going to be sharing some information with you. I'm not sure at this point whether LeBry is right for you or not. The most important thing is that we can get together and talk, and I can learn more about what you're looking for in your life, and then we can see whether or not LeBry is a fit for you. So I just want you to understand, I want you to be relaxed. I'm just going to share some information with you. And, you know, if for some reason that you decide LeBry is just not right for you at this time, no problem. I will still be happy to service you and your skincare needs. See, you make it very easy for her. There's no pressure. And when people sense this, you're letting her know this is her choice. You don't even know if this is right for her yet, that this is her choice. She will, you're going to find that she will not likely cancel that appointment with you because she left you feeling comfortable. She doesn't feel like you're going to be forcing her because you're not forcing anyone. You don't want to have to talk someone into the business. If they don't see the benefits for themselves after you explain them, and if you don't overcome their objections and they still, you know, feel that it's not right for them, it's okay. Perhaps it'll be right for them at another time. But what I wanted to do from this point is now let's say that you have someone who is interested in hearing more about the opportunity. You've set the appointment, and now you meet with her, and you share all the benefits of the opportunity with her. Now what you want to do is you want to, and I'm not going to go through the flip chart tonight because you all need to kind of go through that when you have a time. Most of you have already worked with the flip chart. But after the interview, you need to really ask her, are you ready to get started? So often I find that people are afraid to ask someone that question. You simply need to say, so, are you ready to get started? What kit do you think you'd like to get started with? Always assume she is going to become a consultant. Again, that is a mindset. Always assume. I'm going to say that again. Because so often when I was a new recruiter, I remember going to some interviews thinking, oh, gosh, I hope she signs up. I hope she really is going to get involved. That is not positive thinking. You need to go out there to those interviews, meeting with people, thinking positively that they want what you have to offer. Because once they understand the benefits to them, how could they not? How could they not? Now, at this point, we're going to assume that I went through that whole flip chart. She understands about the product. She understands about all the benefits involved, the flexibility, being your own boss, how she can truly work towards financial freedom in her life. She wants to pay off credit card debt. LeBry can help her with that. Now we're at the end of the interview, and I'm going to ask Chris Baker, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm going to ask Chris to role play with me a little bit. And Chris is going to be my potential new recruit. And I'm going to ask Chris, I'm going to say, well, do you have any other questions for me, Chris?
Nope. I just kind of like to think about it, Linda.
Oh, okay. So share with me. Is there something that perhaps I haven't explained in detail? What is it that you need to think about, Chris?
Well, you know, I really don't know that many people.
Okay. Do you know 5 people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you do know 5 people.
I know.
You know at least 3, 4, or 5 people.
Yep, I know 3, 4, or 5.
All right, excellent. Because, Chris, that's really all you need. I don't want you to think that you need to know a lot of people to be successful in a business like this. And you're going to find through your training process how you'll be able to reach more people. And the wonderful thing is it'll give you the opportunity to meet new people and make new friends. So don't even worry about that, okay?
Okay.
All right. So what I did there just now is she gave me an objection. And I want you all to know that usually, every single time, you're going to probably get an objection. And that is not a bad thing. That is a really good thing. And here's why. You cannot recruit people without getting objections. Objections truly will lead you down the road to getting someone to say yes. Because, you know, remember, they're going to have questions. After you go through all this information with them, they're going to be saying, thinking a lot of things in their mind. And sometimes they won't even want to share what they're thinking because they're afraid to. But if they say they don't know a lot of people, no big deal. Because to get a show started, you only need to know 3, 4, or 5 people. You don't really need to know that many people. Okay, let's do another objection. Okay, how about, do you have the other one there, Chris?
Yep. You know, I've never sold anything before, and I've never really put makeup on anyone but myself.
Okay, well, you know, that's wonderful, because you're going to find that most people who get started in LeBry have never sold anything before, myself included, so I know exactly how you feel. And the thing is that you have to remember, this is not so much about selling as it is about sharing. And once people learn about what the benefits are of using LeBry, the product literally sells itself. So I don't want you to worry about that. And as far as putting makeup on other people, you're going to learn how to do that. It's so much more simple than you think. Most of us, Chris, when we get started, we've never put makeup on anyone but ourselves. So it's something that is fun to do. Easier to do than you think, and that's something, too, that you will learn in your training. So don't let that be the reason to hold you back from all the wonderful possibilities that LeBry can bring into your life. Okay, so you see how I'm very empathetic with her? I'm not arguing with her. I understand her fear. She's never sold anything before. Well, how many of us have? I know I didn't, and many of you on the call tonight probably haven't either. And I've even found that even those people who have sold things before, they're going to find that this is so much more fun because this is something that everybody uses. It's not like you're trying to convince someone to buy something that is not a needed item or a valued item. Okay, Chris, what's our next objection?
Okay, that's good to know, but you know, I just have to sleep on it.
Okay, and I respect that, Chris. You're probably someone that wants to go home and kind of digest all the information that I gave you today, right?
Right.
Okay, and I do respect that. But let me say something here. I have found that the best decisions are always made within 48 hours. And what I'd like to do today is Monday. So I'd like to call you Wednesday evening, and then we can talk more about your decision. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay, and the one thing that I want to leave you with, Chris, too, is that after meeting you, I really truly feel that you could be very successful at this. You shared with me that you would like to earn some extra income to pay off credit card debt. Where do you see yourself in a year from out now if you don't become a consultant?
No further ahead.
Okay, and I just want you to keep that in mind. And remember, too, that there's not much to risk here at all. At the most, you'll be putting in a little time, a little energy. You're going to meet some wonderful people. And if after a while you really decide that this isn't right for you, the worst-case scenario is that you still get to purchase your LeBry products at a discount. Okay, so I really want you to go home and seriously think about what I shared with you because I can promise you one thing. If you decide to become a consultant, you will really, truly be glad you did 6 months down the road. Because remember, you'll be in business for yourself, but never by yourself. I'll be right there, hand in hand, helping you become successful. Okay, so again, I'm allowing her. You know, she gave me 3 objections. And she has to think about it. She's never sold anything before. She's never put makeup on anybody before. Well, she gave me 4. Plus, she also said she doesn't know a whole lot of people. Now, that's pretty rare with one person. Usually you'll get perhaps 2, 3 at the most. But Chris gave me 4. So now that I've overcome, I've taken some of the fear away about selling. The thing about makeup, I said to her, don't allow that to be the reason that you don't give this a chance because it's something that you'll learn in your training. It's a lot of fun and it's so much easier than you think it is. But I also respected her enough after she said, well, I just have to think about it, to give her what I call the 48-hour close. And this is important, that if someone decides that they do want to think about it, that you be sure that you call her back when you say you will. You don't want to call her back a day or two later. Hey, Chris, what's our next objection?
I would like to talk this over with my husband.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. It sounds like you and your husband work together as a team.
Pretty much, yeah.
Excellent. So tell me, Chris, what do you think he's going to say when you tell him?
He might just be curious what's really all involved with it, maybe how much I would be gone or what all it really involves.
Okay. Do you think it would be helpful if I met with you and your husband so that I can make sure that he understands the benefits to him as well?
Sure, that's a great idea.
Okay, because I would, you know, if I'd really, I think that would be a wonderful thing to do, because, of course, we want him to really understand what you'll be doing and support what you're doing so that you can both be very successful. And then if she's agreeable to that, for me meeting the husband, I'm going to go ahead and do that, because I found when I did that in my business, I had husbands sometimes that were even more excited than their wives were. Yeah, you got to do this. I've had that happen many times. Yeah, you got to do this. This sounds really good. And then if you have a husband who is skeptical because he doesn't understand the opportunity, it gives you the chance to be there to support her and to give him the information that she may not yet be capable of saying to him or talking about to him, because she's so new at this herself. But it's always a good thing to say, well, you know, it sounds like you and her husband work together as a team, and I really respect that. That's wonderful. What I'd like to offer, what I'd like to suggest, is that I get together with the two of you so we can talk about this a little bit more and find out, what does she think he's going to say? Because sometimes someone will say, oh, you know, I'm not sure. He might not want me to do something like this because whatever reason they give you. But you see, if you can win the husband over, you're going to have that much stronger of a recruit. All right, what's your next objection?
I don't have the money for the kid.
Okay, Chris, that is not a problem at all. If you really have the desire to do this, I can help you earn the money for that kit. And, of course, how we do that, everybody, is by holding a launch, a business launch, a grand opening. And at that launch, you would help her. You would use your kit, obviously, because she doesn't have one yet. But you would do the launch for her. You would help her book appointments. You would make sales that night. And the profits that come in that evening, you would hold for her towards the purchase of her kit. So money is never an excuse not to get started in something that can help you obtain your dreams in life. So I want to reassure her. I'm going to say, Chris, that's not a problem. I can help you earn money for the kit when you do a grand opening. I'll explain to her how that works. And then I'll end by saying to her, Chris, don't allow the reason that you don't have money for the kit not to do this. As a matter of fact, I want to help you so that you will never again in your life have to say you can't do something because you don't have the money. Let's get busy making some money. How does that sound?
Great.
Okay, see, so I'm upbeat, I'm empathetic, but I turn the objection around. Okay, what's our next objection?
I'm just so busy, I don't know that I would really have the time.
Okay, so now you had mentioned to me that you would really enjoy paying down your credit card debt, and that's something, of course, that we talked about that LeBri can help you with. So, Chris, share with me, what are you busy doing during the week? Is it with your job? Is it that you're doing a lot of errands? What would you say is really occupies your time the most?
Between my job and we've been working on a really old home, it takes a lot of work, and we have grandkids. We're always running around with them. I just don't know, Linda, that I could find the time.
I feel that if you had maybe 5 hours a week put towards your LeBri business, that extra income that you'd be earning from building a business could be applied towards the things that you want to do. Have you ever thought about it that way?
No.
So I want you to think about that, because, again, you have to remember that this is all about helping you create income so you can achieve some of those things that we talked about earlier. Because remember, ladies, what I always do before I go into the closing is I learn about this person. I ask questions. What's important to them? Where do they see themselves in 3 years from now? What are they wanting to accomplish in their lives? And whenever somebody says, well, we'd like to do this someday, or we'd like to go here and accomplish this someday, they don't have the funds to do it, then I bring that back to them and I say, well, you know, if you're just so busy, you know, you can work this right alongside anything you're doing. I'm looking to work with someone that has about 5 hours a week to make their dreams come true. Do you feel, Chris, that you would have like just 5 hours a week that you could put towards your business to earn the kind of money that you'd like to earn for retirement or for remodeling your home?
I could find 5 hours.
Okay, so we're not asking, you know, for 24 hours, because we find that if people have 5 hours a week, that'll give you enough time to do one presentation a week. And by doing one presentation a week, you will start to make some income. And that'll also give you a chance to see how much fun this business is and how much money you can really earn. Okay, so again, I don't argue the point with her. Everybody today is busy whether they really are or not, or they think they are. So we have to understand that people everywhere are saying, I'm busy, I'm busy, I'm busy. But you see, if you can show them how this opportunity can help them get what they want, chances are they're going to find the time, because we will all find the time for things that are important to us. I think you're going to all agree with me on that. If it's something that's a priority, if I really want to get out of debt, if I want to really save money for retirement, if I truly, sincerely want to help put my child through college and help with college expenses, am I going to come up with 5 hours a week? It simply might mean not watching 5 hours of television a week, because we all have time that we spend, you know, frivolously, foolishly. So it's just a matter of her understanding and you knowing. That's even the most important thing. You have to know what she wants, because that will help you handle any objections that they may give you at the end of the interview. Okay, our last objection.
Okay, I'm going on vacation in 2 weeks, so I'll get started when I get back.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to encourage you to think about getting started now, because here's what you can do. You can get your kit ordered, and when are you leaving on vacation? Today's Monday. When are you leaving on vacation, Chris?
2 weeks from this Monday.
That's right, you did say. Okay. So in 2 weeks, you can get your kit in, and you can even take that manual with you and start using all the wonderful products that you don't currently have. You can take that with you on your vacation so that you can get familiarized with the products. And that way, when you do get back, you'll be ready to book your launch and start making some money. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay. See, so sometimes what happens, and I know that this happens because I did this myself, is when people say something to you like, well, I'm going to go on vacation in 2 weeks, so I'll get started when I get back. It's very easy for us, the consultant, to say, oh, well, okay, then I'll give you a call then. Uh-uh. You have to remember, you must have a sense of urgency. Get her to understand that by getting her kit now, she can take, you know, the products with her. She might be able to take her workbook with her and get started on that. Maybe if she's working, she can do that in the airplane. But don't let her just put it off, because in her mind, she right now, her focus is vacation time. I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks. We've got 14 days here. Why waste 14 days? If she has credit card debt, if she's saving for retirement, she has goals and dreams, which you found out earlier as you were interviewing her, you need to bring those up at this point. You need to say, well, I know how important it is for you to get out of credit card debt. So let's not waste those 2 weeks. Let's get your kit ordered so that you can take some of the products with you that you don't have and get familiar with them. You can take your business guy with you and get a little bit familiar with that. You might even want to take some CDs with you that you can listen to on the airplane. And then when you get back, we can book your launch right away, and let's get that money made so that you can start paying down your credit card debt. But do you see how I'm always tying in their dream with their objection? Okay, that's what I'm always doing. I'm always remembering in the back of my head, what did she tell me she wants? What's important to her? Because that's how you can overrule the objection. You must keep that person's dream in front of them at all times, and that's what's going to help you become a successful recruiter. Thank you, Chris, for that.
You're welcome.
I wanted to ask Lindsay, are you on the call, Lindsay? Are you with us? Lindsay, are there? Press star 6.
I'm here, Linda.
Hi.
Hi.
I asked our manager, Lindsay Ginko, to share some information with us tonight. You know, Lindsay is still fairly new in the business, and she just recently started to embrace recruiting. And this is really exciting, because when Lindsay first got in the business, she pretty much put her showcase except for her products in her closet, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I did.
Kind of just tucked everything away.
I did.
It's really exciting for someone like Lindsay to come on board, and all of a sudden she sees the bigger picture of what this opportunity can mean for her in her life. And she decides, okay, now is the time that I want to start recruiting. So share with everyone, Lindsay, how did you come about to making that decision? And you're doing so well. I mean, you went from supervisor to manager. You just completed your first month qualification for executive. So share with everyone, what are you doing? You know, what made you decide that you wanted to build a team, and how are you doing it?
Well, what I've discovered first about recruiting is that it really is a lot of fun. And it truly is a great feeling helping people discover something new and getting them excited about an opportunity that could really change their life. And when I first started recruiting, as Linda said, I really didn't know what I was doing because I'd never been in this business before. But I knew that it was time for me to get going and start building a team. And I continue to grow and learn each time that I share the opportunity with someone. And everyone you share the opportunity is going to be different. Just like Linda said, they're going to have objections. So you're going to learn each time you share the opportunity. And I think the worst thing that you can do is just not to ask. So one of the most popular phrases that I say to my hostesses or a friend or a cousin or just a loyal customer, somebody that's been a customer of mine for a while, I just ask them, have you ever thought about doing something like this? And they're, of course, going to say yes or no. And if they say yes, then you go ahead and set up the appointment, the interviewing appointment. And if they say no, then depending on what you know about that person, you know, you can say if they've been a hostess or they've been to your party several different times, and you can say, you know, I think you might want to look into this. It might be something you'd be interested in. You have a lot of friends and family that really enjoy the products, and you love the products. So, and then you tell her, say, why don't we just go ahead and set up a time? And just like what Linda said earlier, you give that disclaimer. You know, it might not be something that is right for you, but at least you can learn about the company, take the information, and then we can decide if it's a good match for you. So I do that a lot, and it so far has worked really well because it's non-threatening, and you're just asking them if they've ever thought about doing something like it. And I also write down scripts, and I like to practice my scripts. I practice my scripts on my husband, on my mom, on anybody that will really listen to me. So I would say write down scripts and practice them on a regular basis. And if you're very new to doing this, to recruiting, you can practice on maybe some people that you want to join your business or join your team. And what I did is I practiced on two of my really good friends that I thought would be the hardest to approach. So I practiced on them first to get it out of the way, and then once you practice on somebody that's harder or somebody you feel that's going to be harder to approach, everybody after that gets easier. So that's what I did. And then when approaching people with the business opportunity, you just want to be yourself and be genuinely interested about that person. Find out what she does. Find out what she does for fun. Does she have kids? Is she married? So I do ask a lot of questions, and I get to know that person. And you're really finding out what makes her tick and what her hot buttons are. And then what I like to do also is listening, especially at parties or wherever you are, if you're at the gym, listening to women talk, to groups of women when they're talking. And I'll give you a quick example. I was at the gym last summer, and I was with a group of women. We were waiting for a group fitness class to start, and two of the women were talking about their teaching jobs and mentioned that they didn't know what they were going to do for retirement because teachers' retirement wasn't really good. So I thought to myself, one of the ladies I'd seen on a regular basis, and we kind of knew each other and said hi to each other every once in a while, so I just thought to myself, well, she, you know, might be interested, might be somebody that is interested in this opportunity. So the next week I approached her and I said, Michelle, I have something that you might be interested in. I gave her the samples. I followed up with her a couple of days. We made an appointment to meet at Starbucks. And I'll have to tell you, she loved the opportunity. She loved the products, but she did not join right away. She told me no. She was really excited about it, but at the same time, she felt like she didn't have enough time and that she was really scared of failing at this. So I didn't let her go, basically. And what she told me last week, she said, she's been a consultant since August, and she said, thank you so much for not giving up on me. She said, I was in a rut, and LaBri has given me something new to be excited about. So if you have people that you feel are going to be a good fit, just, make sure that they know you care about them and offer that opportunity to them and talk to them and ask them what their fears are and why they think they're not a good fit, because sometimes they don't understand and they don't get the big picture. And my point is just to listen to what's going on around you and approach people when you think it's a good match. And if it's right, if it's not right for her, then she might know somebody that it will be right for, maybe her sister or a coworker. You just never know. And then another thing that I think is important is to make sure you take care of your customers. Get to know your customers on a more personal level. And if you're taking good care of your customers, they'll lead you to more people, to more parties, to referrals. And if you give the opportunity, and they'll give you the opportunity to share your business with all sorts of new women. I send my customers birthday cards if they're pregnant, when they have their baby, a congratulations card. And many of your customers will end up joining your team eventually. I recently had a loyal customer join my team, and she had her party last August. So you really never know. And I feel like one of the most important places, like Linda said earlier, to share your opportunity is at your parties and at presentations, because you're in a situation where you're in front of 4, 5, 6, 7, sometimes 10 women. So make sure you've got a great eye story. I love sharing my eye story because women want to know more. They usually ask more questions, and it gives you that credibility. And then the women start to think about their situation and how it could possibly fit in their life. I feel that it's really important to let guests know when you're at your parties that you're expanding in the area and you're looking for great women to join your team. So what I always say, LaBri has exceptional products that women are absolutely falling in love with everywhere. So I encourage all of you to think about doing what I do, and maybe you or someone you know is interested in the business opportunity. And I say that at my parties. And then following that, I also say I will give you a new Dare to Dream flyer that you can take home with you at the end of our party. And I've had lots of women join my team from parties because they realize that it is something that they could do and something, even if it's just to get a discount on their products from the very beginning. Some of those women will turn around and decide to start doing parties and building their own teams. So you just never know. But like Linda always says, there are women everywhere you go that are looking for something more in their life. And some women truly don't even know that they want it or need it until you offer it to them or ask them to join your team. There is a reason why 4 out of 5 direct sellers are women, because we are good at nurturing, building relationships, and multitasking, and helping others succeed, which is really what this business is all about. And I always remember something Karen Phelps said, a training call that she did, and she's an expert in the direct selling industry. She said, you can't control how many people accept your offer, but you can control how well you offer the opportunity and how many people you offer it to. So it's really up to you. And the main things that I do during the week or during the month, I take action and I make sure that I set my goals, my recruiting goals for the month, and I make my action plans every Sunday. And it is truly a numbers game. You might ask 10 people and get one recruit, and then the next time you'll ask 10 people and get 3 recruits, or 10 people and get no recruits. But you do have to ask and decide that you're going to share the business opportunity with people, because so many people are looking for something like this. So, and if you just get out there and do it, I promise you'll have fun, because that is the one thing that I've discovered. It really has been a blast.
Excellent. See that? There's no doubt, Lindsay, you're going to be even more successful than you are today. You're doing so many things right. And, I just want to commend you, because you're stepping out of your comfort zone, are you not?
Oh, yeah. Just doing what I just did is out of my comfort zone, so yeah.
But see, that's why you're growing so beautifully, because, you know, you're not, you know, we all have our fears, and it's when we can face those fears and we can beat them down to a pulp where it's not that big of a deal. But you shared some very valuable information with everybody tonight, and the one thing that you said that I hope everybody heard was Lindsay said, don't give up on people. Through the years, some of my strongest builders that I recruited into the business were people that told me no, not once, but twice. But here's what I did. When I wanted someone, if I knew something about them, that they wanted something more in their life, they wanted more friendship, or they just were bored with their jobs, they maybe didn't dislike their jobs, that they weren't thrilled with their jobs either. If I just knew something about them, what they wanted, I put them in my recruiting book, and I did not give up on these people. If they said no to me one time, I would again talk to them maybe 5-6 months later in my follow-up calls, because they're all still going to be customers. And I can't tell you how many of those people signed up, some of them, 4 months, 6 months, a year later, and they became some of the strongest people on my team. I remember one woman that I signed up. Gosh, she was the toughest lady at my lesson. She challenged everything that came out of my mouth. We've all experienced that. And when I closed with her, I'll never forget her. When I closed with her, it was like pulling teeth, because she wasn't sure that she wanted to buy, and she kept saying, "Are you sure? Are you sure these products are going to work? They better work, because if they don't work, I'm going to return them." And I said, "Yes, yes, we have a money-back guarantee." And she became a recruit, and she was dynamic. She became a car winner. She also created 2 car winners in her lineage. It was very exciting. So the message we're trying to really hit home tonight on our call is that it is a numbers game. You will win at this game if you ask enough people. Don't expect to build a team and make big money if you're only talking to 1 or 2 or 3 people a month. It does require more effort than that. You're also going to find, and Lindsay said this too, that the more you do this, the more fun it gets, and the more people you're going to be adding, because your ratio gets better. In the beginning, you might talk to maybe 5-6 people and maybe recruit 1. Some of you might talk to 8 or 9 people and recruit 1. But I can promise you, if you keep at it, you get better in what you want to say to people. You get better with handling the objections. You get more comfortable. After a while, you begin to anticipate the objections. And when you hear it, you kind of roll your eyes to yourself and you go, "I've had this one before." And you kind of chuckle, because they're all pretty much the same objections. And you get good at handling them. But you see, you can't get good at something if you're not out there doing it. You can't just read, and, you know, scripting is good and practicing is definitely what you need to do. But just get out there and do it. When you're doing one-on-one shows, one-on-one presentations, perfect way to practice with a person. Simply say, you know, if you want her on your team, simply say, "I think you'd be wonderful at this. Have you ever thought about doing something like this?" "Oh, no, I'm just too busy." And then I would say to her, "Well, you know, I understand that, because so many of the people that are doing Libri, they have told me the same thing, that they're so busy, but they found that by only putting in 4 to 5, 6 hours a week in their Libri business, they're able to achieve some of their most important dreams and goals in their life." The idea is to hear the objection. Don't shut down because you got an objection. Turn that objection around. Always say, "You know, I respect that," or "I understand that. People have, nowadays we're all busy. But what I have found, we have many women in Libri that are very successful, and they're able to work their Libri business right alongside their busy lives and their families, because the opportunity gives them those extra things that they would enjoy having in their life." It's amazing how, as Lindsay shared, her recruit, the teacher, said no to her at first. And now that same person that said no is thanking her. You're going to find that this is going to happen, but you have to be consistent. You have to make sure that if you meet someone that you want on your team, Make up your mind that sooner or later, she will be on your team. And I promise you, more likely than not, she will join your team someday. It might not be tomorrow, but it could very well be in the next 4, 5, 6 months, even a year sometimes. The idea is to keep planting seeds. If you're not planting seeds, you certainly cannot expect any kind of a harvest. You have to really keep at it and be consistent with it. And you can drop recruiting seeds throughout your entire presentation. If someone asks you a question, you can say things like, they might say, oh, wow, you have a lot of things in your kit, and say, yeah, this all came in my starter kit. Or if you earn something from the company, a gift card to the 2x4, maybe you've earned some jewelry, or maybe you earned the trip, or whatever it might be, let people know that there are other things that you're enjoying through your association with LeBri. Let people know that, you know, the investment to get started is so small, how you can start your own business for a small investment. How many of you work? This is a good one. I used to say this all the time. In my iStore, you can add this. How many of you work? And I see some people raise their hands. How many of you make $20 to $40 an hour? See how many people raise their hands when you ask that question. Well, if not, maybe you should talk to me about what I do. See, if you're just inviting people to ask questions. Recruiting is first all about arousing curiosity. So keep dropping recruiting seeds during your lessons. Listen to what your guests are saying and pick out someone special and let her know that you think she'd be great. Sometimes that's all some people need to hear is that someone else thinks that they'd be great at something, because how often do we hear someone come up to us and say, you know, you're really a super person. You'd be really good at this. It's a very nice compliment. The other thing that I just want to remind everyone of is that you need to be playing the name game to get referrals for future lessons as well as for future recruits. I'm finding that some of us play this name game, but we don't do anything with those names. Those names are very valuable to you and your business. You need to put $100 by every single name that you get from the name game, because having worked this business, I know for a fact that when you follow up with those people on your name game list that were given to you by your guest at a lesson, you're going to get more bookings and you're going to increase your chances of recruiting more people. Don't allow those names to sit. You're throwing away hundreds and hundreds of dollars by not working those leads. Those are referrals. And referrals is a big part of a successful business. I just wanted to bring that up tonight. But in closing, I just want to remind everybody, be yourself. Have fun. Realize that wherever you go, there are people that would greatly enjoy and benefit from what you have already found. You have to just be willing to let the cat out of the bag. You have to be willing to share. You know, you have to start spreading the news. Don't worry if someone says, no, I'm not interested. It's no big deal. You might get 2, 3 of those people in a row, and the next person may say yes. But you never know. The ones that you said no to, you, if you really, like I said earlier, if you really want those people on your team, don't discard them. Put them in your recruiting book. Write down their name, the date you talked to them, what she said, why she might not be, the timing might not be right. But you're going to find that if you allow yourself to do this, to step out and share with others, in time, this will become one of the most rewarding aspects of your business, hands down. It changed my life. And I've read in so many books, Napoleon Hill, Zig Ziglar, we could go on. They all tell us the same thing. And that is, if you help enough other people get what they want, you will get everything. And I mean everything you want. So remember, recruiting is not about you. It's about totally helping other people. It's about stepping outside of yourself, stepping outside of your fears, and really tuning into the needs, the wants, and the desires of other people. It's being interested in other people. It's wanting to help them. And as you work with them and helping them achieve their dreams in life, you're going to find that you're going to achieve yours that much faster. that's really what recruiting is truly all about. It's about caring about others. It's about finding joy in seeing other people grow and achieve success in life. And if you have that capability within you, if you truly care from your heart, there is no reason why you can't become a master recruiter and receive all the phenomenal rewards that come along with sharing an opportunity like what we have. So with that, I just want to thank all of you for being with us on the call tonight. I hope that you found the information that we shared helpful. More than that, I hope that you really put this into practice, that you take the information you've learned tonight, give it a shot, challenge yourself, bring in 2 new recruits a month. You can do it. I know you can. Just believe and you'll see, you will achieve. Have a great night, everybody. Love you all. Bye.